To contribute to the review or debriefing process, you need to prepare all available information regarding the incident. Apart from the incident reports, supplementary information and evidence, for example photos, other testimonies from those who were present in the incident, should also be ready. You should also be prepared to share your insight and experience of the incident and the response it was given. But you do not have to force yourself if the incident proves distressing to you, as discussed in the previous topic. Remember that the responder's well-being is also part of what should be assessed and worked on in future emergency responses.